When I have conversations about returning to the motherland, to Africa, sometimes people express their hesitation about doing so. And the things that typically stop them are things like financial concerns, you know, where people think, you know, they can't make as much money if they move to the continent, their careers that they wouldn't be able to grow, or family commitments. Because, you know, they're married and they can't just up and go, leaving their kids and their partners behind. Or the question of safety. They feel like the Western world is a lot safer than most countries in Africa. But there is one more that we don't often talk about. Did you know that sometimes people rethink the whole idea of returning because of friendships? As someone who's done it, as somebody who's moved back, I get it. And that's what I want to talk about today. It's just me. I have no guests. So I'll briefly touch on that subject and share my experience with you and how I managed to make new friends. But before we dive into that, I want to say welcome back to the Discover the Oasis podcast. And welcome, welcome. If this is your first time, I am your host, Duchesse Iladuhaye, and I am so happy to have you here. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who was planning to move to Burundi in December 2021. So this story actually goes back to 2021. And at that time when we were talking, it had only been 6 months since I'd moved. And I remember her asking me, how are you making new friends? And I was like, I am not having any issues with that. Because in her point of view, she was like, oh, I don't know if I will be able to make new friends. I love my circle back in Montreal. And I just for that, I feel like, okay, I'm scared to move to Burundi. At the time, honestly, didn't understand where she was coming from. But it didn't take me long to realize that, oh, now I see what she meant. And these are the things that no one tells you about making friends and friendships when you move back to Burundi. And the first thing is that the crew or your friends, the squad you left, isn't always there when you move back. And said like that, it seems like a no-brainer because you would either know that they moved abroad or that you don't have the same connection. But in my case, I wish somebody had told me that, because when you see people during those 2 or 3 weeks when you're in Burundi, it's not the same when you move back. Kubera abantu baba bagushuhiye, abantu baba bashaka kubona, na wowe ubashuhiye ubufise imisi mike yo gushaka kubabona. But when you move back and they know you're here to stay, the excitement is not the same coming from them and coming from you. The urgency to meet is no longer there. And on top of that, you add the fact that they have routines and they have and now it's no longer you calling them and be like, hey, I'm in Burundi for, I don't know, 10 days. When do you have time? And they can make time. This time around, it's you trying to fit in their routines. And I remember for me realizing very quickly that the friends that I had left, the friends that I still talk to, we didn't quite have the same routines and the same interests. And it was kind of hard for me to fit in, you know. Yes, I would be invited to their kids' birthdays, their kids' baptism, but on a regular, it was kind of hard to be able to stay friends with them. And that's something that I had to be in Burundi for a long time to be able to realize, that we're not just sitting to catch up. We are actually trying to see how we fit in each other's routines. The second thing nobody told me about friendships is that I needed to be in new spaces to find new friends. And the reason why I'm saying this is because back when we were growing up, it was a lot easier to make friends, right? I believe you go to school, you make friends with your neighbors. I know a lot of people today who be like, yeah, I met this guy back when we used to live together in Kinindo or Mutanga North and stuff like that. But what I realized was now that I don't necessarily have the same interests with the friends that I had made back then, I needed to be in new spaces to make new friends. And for me, in terms of like the work that I was doing, I needed to be around creatives a lot. And that meant going to cafes, or that meant going to Bouja Sans Tabou was my favorite place because I would get to see plays, ma pièce de théâtre. I had taken some dance classes where I was able to make friends there. It was also going to the gym. For me, not specifically, but working out, I was able to meet new people that way. So what I wish somebody had told me was that I needed to challenge myself to be in different places. Places that I usually won't go to if I'm only in Burundi for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Because, you know, you're there, kwerahadurubanza, there's a wedding or something going on. But this time I'm like, okay, I need to challenge myself to go out there and find activities that will help me meet new people. And so I feel like I had to stop looking for friendships in the people who knew me and start meeting new people who would kind of understand what my interests are. The other point might be a bit controversial, but I need you to hear me out. Friendship in Burundi is everywhere, right? Let me just put that out there first. It's everywhere. Abarundi turabantu bari very amicable. Turakundana, turakirana, turafitanigi, turafisigishika. However, though, the depth in those friendships is something that you sometimes need to look for. I will explain myself. Almost every weekend, there is a gathering. Harurubanza, mariage, lever de day, entraînement, whatever. Almost every week, there is something going on. Abarundi turitabimanza. And that's something that we often say about us, about our culture, right? But what are people really talking about? You realize, I mean, it didn't take me long until I realized that not because everybody goes Mumanza means that everybody is close and that the conversations are deep. So I feel like there is kind of I don't know if I can call it a paradox, but like a gap between friendliness and real emotional connection. Because sometimes you just need, you know, people to be real and to talk about the real stuff. There's a lot of gossiping. There is a lot of alcohol involved. And when you're like me and you're a sucker for a real deep conversation, sometimes it feels too much. Not to say that everybody's like me, and that's understandable. But I remember feeling like, you know, everybody's just acting like they're okay. And let's be real, Burundi is not always the easiest country to live in mentally. There's a lot of poverty. We've been struggling with igitoro for the past 5 years or so. And those are really things that, you know, a month or two, that's fine. But if it goes on for a long time, it can actually impact you. And I remember being surrounded, but feeling unseen. Still, and it's because not everybody wants to be vulnerable. Everybody wants to act like they're okay. And I get it to a certain degree, because we can't walk around sharing our deep feelings and sharing how we really feel deep down, because I mean, you don't know who you're talking to. But also sometimes it's a lot and you just want to be able to, I don't know, drown it in alcohol. That's not necessarily my favorite thing to do, but I understand people that do that. And yeah, that to me was something that I had to learn along the way and felt important for me to share. So I want to know from you, is friendship ever something that makes you reconsider returning home? What is your best way to make new friends when you go to new places? In this case, though, because you're returning home, you would think the friendships you had are still there. So those are the things that I feel like we don't talk about often and that I wanted to share with you. Let me know what you think in the comment section. Send this episode to your friend. Have a conversation about it. I'm always open in the DM if you want to drop some 2 cents. And like I always say, you guys, whatever you are, there's always a path to discovering your own oasis. I'll talk to you soon.